take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And it's Mark's final day for the broadcast week as he prepares to head down south for a little vacay with the family.
That's right. Going to do the holiday thing down in Florida. You know, it's awfully cold up here in New Hampshire. Could be a long time before I come back.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll hold down the fort without you. Marcus is joining us here this evening, and Marcus has been kind of on a tour of New Hampshire talk radio as far as the Liberty community is concerned. You were recently on, I believe, Puke in the Gang.
That's right.
And also a guest host on School Sucks.
Yes.
Am I missing anything? I know I've heard those too.
I was also on Ladies and Keen.
Okay, you were. Yeah, that's right. They had like a bunch of people on this.
Did you lie to them about your gender?
No, I didn't. But somehow I took Shauna's spot for the first half of the show.
So you've been kind of like just within the last week or so on a whirlwind tour. And I heard you on the air. You certainly are a man with some microphone experience as you are the one-man rock band.
Yeah, that's right. I play music as a one-man rock band, which means I sit down, I play drums with my feet, play guitar, and then I sing all at the same time.
It's amazing to watch it happen. That's got to require some real practice and coordination.
You play the drums with your feet, you play the guitar with your hands, and sing at the same time?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that'll make you a one-man rock band. Yeah. How do you do a bass chord?
Well, there's not really any bass, I guess, but
But a regular guitar can do a little bit of bass.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm doing chords, so I see. Sometimes I tune down a little bit.
Gotcha.
So, Marcus will be joining us here this evening, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I
appreciate you being here. And you're a relatively new mover, by the way, to Keen. We can talk more about that later on. There's news here, I think, that really deserves to be right out the gate, and it's pretty scary. Have you all heard of Stop and Frisk?
Yes. They do this in New York City.
And Philly as well, and who knows how many other places. But it always seemed like one of those big city things. You know, I think it's in Philly, they stop and frisk something like 200,000 people every single year. And the idea is basically if a police officer's on the streets and they decide that they want to frisk you, they can just stop you and frisk you. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's nice to have power, right?
It's a huge level of just abuse that, you know, this power that you're talking about, they are literally violating people's rights, you know, to themselves, to privacy, to be able to get to where they want to go without being molested.
It's completely absurd. I mean, how would you feel if somebody you didn't know who wasn't a police officer just came up to you and said, "Stop right there, I'm going to touch you"? I mean, I would feel terrible.
Yeah, it'd be a little weird.
Right. So this is something we've covered on this program. Of course, the activists in the Philly and New York have been working against stop and frisk, but they haven't been able to actually prevent it from occurring. It continues on, and of course, it's a perfect operation for the police because it allows them to go on a big fishing expedition.
And it might be interesting if somebody actually refused to be frisked, what would actually happen? But
good
they
question.
Don't. The thing is that it
well, gets, maybe they do, but we don't hear about it.
Right. Well, you know, the police are told you now have this power. Bling! I've waved my magic sergeant wand above your head. You now have the power to command any one of our serfs to be frisked at any time. Feel free. And so they feel imbued with that power, and then they convince other people. They go out and they say, you know, I'm in charge, and you're going to let me give you a full body massage. Because I like that stuff.
And if they happen to feel something that feels like a weapon or some drugs, then they probably get people to turn their pockets out and make all manner of arrests of folks who have not necessarily harmed anyone else. So when I heard about those stories and we've talked about them, they've got that big city feel. But now maybe Stop and Frisk will be coming to a town near you. Small town, like about the size of Keene, New Hampshire. But not Keene, thankfully. That's not where this story takes place. It takes place in Paragould, Arkansas. The story is from RT.com, where residents of the barely 25,000 populated town seem to have no problem finding trouble. Now, in order to curb the rising crime rate, the city is proposing heavily armed police patrolling the streets on foot. So to some extent, this is even worse than stop and frisk, because stop and frisk is being operated by your average cops, maybe some plainclothes officers, but uniform police, certainly.
These are new super cops.
These are like the SWAT team is going to be in the streets.
What is going on in this town?
Well, according to the statistics, crime is on the upswing in Paragould. At a town hall meeting on Thursday, Mayor Mike Gaskill and police chief...
What is a town hall meeting in Arkansas? They only have town hall meetings in New England.
How do you know they have town hall meetings? I mean, have you lived in Arkansas?
No, I'm just saying that I'm reasonably certain that the only direct democracy town hall meetings that really occur are in New England.
Well, most meetings occur in a town hall, do they not? Perhaps that's where...
So this is just, some politician talks? As a matter of fact, is it the mayor...
The mayor does have a lot to say here in this
Then I'll
article.
Tell you, there is no mayor in a town that has a town hall meeting.
You mean in New England?
No.
Apparently there is in Arkansas.
A town hall meeting suggests that you have some kind of say in government, all right?
Does it?
Yes.
Marcus, does this sound like you have to have a say if it's a town hall?
I don't know. It sounds like Mark's getting all in a fussy over some technicalities of what the meeting is called.
They call it a town hall.
My understanding of what a town hall meeting. Look, you guys can call the creature with the four hooves something else. I'm going to call it a horse.
They also call the court system justice. I mean, come on. We know it's not.
Okay. So to me, a town hall meeting means all the citizens of a town get together in a big room and they vote on things.
Got it.
This isn't going to be that. So the mayor's going to go in and talk.
If
and you're
the people
listen.
Of the town have the opportunity to speak, but not vote. Is that a town hall, or is it only if you can vote?
We call that a city council meeting.
Mm. But not even at all city council meetings can people speak.
This is a speech that the mayor is giving at the town hall.
Well, it's actually something, I guess, that happened between the mayor and the police chief, Todd Stovall. The mayor's name is Mike Gaskill. They endorsed a plan to send the police dressed in full-fledged SWAT gear and equipped with AR-15 rifles into downtown Paragould starting in 2013.
Nice.
The militarized police force will be tasked with trying to control a crime rate that has made Paragould an increasingly dangerous place to live in recent years. According to statistics collected by citydata.com, or city-data.com, Paragould has had a property crime index rating more than double the national average since 2007. Rapes, burglaries, thefts, and assaults per capita are also well above the mean there, statistically suggesting that Paragould is perhaps the least safe among area cities. Now, how far the area cities goes, I don't know. But this is going to lead to what the mayor gets at here as far as why this is happening. He says, the fear is, what's given us the reason to do this? Once I have stats and people saying they're scared, we can do this. It allows us to do what we're fixing to do. Maybe I didn't read that in the right accent. The fear is what's given us the reason to do this. Once I have stats and people saying they're scared, we can do this.
Did the mayor move from Georgia?
It allows us to do what we're fixing to do. Are you saying I don't have an Arkansas accent down? You're probably right about that. I have no idea what being Southern sounds like in
Random
Arkansas.
Southern accent.
So I wonder what they're really fixing to do.
Fitting to.
They're fixing to be putting the troops in the streets. Now, they show in this photo here on this article that a bear cat. They show a bear cat with a bunch of guys hanging off of it. It does not make it clear that that bear cat is actually in this particular town. But considering the federal government gave Keene, New Hampshire, a town of 23,000 people, its own bear cat, I would say there's a chance that Paragould, town of 25,000, may have its own as well. Anyway, they are going to be putting men with machine guns out in the streets. And I can tell you that here in Keene, the cops love to get out the AR-15. Whenever they get the chance, they pull out the AR-15. In fact, even at a bar fight, which wasn't really much of a fight, it was just one guy getting decked. After they had arrived at that scene, one of their officers had the AR-15 in his hand. So
is it one AR-15 for the whole police
force? No, I think they have a handful of them. I'm not sure how many, but they've got more than one. I know that much. But, the question, it looks like here in this little town we're talking about, they're going to have multiple AR-15s out on the streets at all times and men in SWAT team uniforms. And there's one more point to this. They're going to be asking for identification. We'll tell you more here in moments.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free.
You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit web.com/radio.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. Those features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. They're all right there. In fact, almost all of them. Years worth of archives going back to late 2006. In fact, we've even added, as torrents, the first two seasons of the show, all the way from 2002 and 2003 and 4. So you really can go way back, all the way back in the archives. There's only like a couple years missing at this point, where you can go and get it all for free over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy them, and feel free to share with your Facebook friends, Twitter friends, whatever other websites you hang on. We've got various different buttons that allow you to do that. In fact, if you're looking at our SoundCloud page, which you can go to at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, or just click the SoundCloud link in the left-hand side of the website under Listen and Share, you will then be able to easily share any of those audio files, plus the Edgington Post episodes, one of which we just finished recording moments before the we started our show tonight, the live show, Mark.
That's right.
We had Don Primrose on the show, who is the founder of a local homeless shelter here in the Keene area, the only independently run and operated and funded homeless shelter. And it was interesting having him do some compare and contrast between his shelter and how it operates and the government-funded shelters and how they have to operate.
Yeah, it's interesting how a libertarian will run a homeless shelter versus other folks, too.
Would he describe himself as a libertarian? That was one question I don't think we asked.
You weren't in the studio when he said that, but yes, that's what he said to me.
Okay, but I was there for the whole interview, so it wasn't during the interview.
Well, I mean, no, he was in the studio with me before you came into the studio.
I know that. I'm just making it clear that fact does not come out in the interview. That's something you learn before.
It's a title that I don't know is necessarily that useful or interesting. Yeah.
What does it mean anyway?
What does it mean?
Libertarian. So I thought it was a good interview, and so you can get that also on our SoundCloud page, and that's all available to you at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you go to freetalklive.com on the left-hand side of the page. If you're just a little way down the page, there's the Edgington Post tab and the SoundCloud tab, either one of which would get you the Don Primrose interview, which I do recommend because it was a good interview and a little longer than most of them. This year, hey, no matter what you do about it, Christmas is moving closer and closer. And if you haven't gotten gifts for the people that you want to get, whether they're near or far, or, maybe hostessing or a party that you're going to, a great idea is the peppermint, the candy cane bouquet, the candy cane roses here. They're elegant red and white roses that'll make any home or office look festive. This week only, you can get one dozen candy cane roses plus a free glass vase if you use coupon code FTL. I'll tell you how to do all that in a second, at proflowers.com. It's just $25. Radio listeners here can upgrade to 18 candy cane roses. That's another half dozen. And gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. All you have to do is go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone that's in the upper corner of the page, and type in FTL. They're guaranteed to stay fresh for a full 1 week or your money back. It's a win-win situation. Get your candy cane roses before it's too late. You can call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention FTL, or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in FTL. It's proflowers.com, the microphone, FTL.
All right, coming up, I've got a big apology to make, but first let's go to the phones here. Marcus, by the way, joining us here this evening. We'll talk more about him and what he does here in a little bit. But first let's go to Francisco, listening in Colorado. Plus we'll continue the story about the police stopping people in the streets in small town USA. Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I just wanted to share a quick, extract of an article titled "Woes of an American Drone Operator."
I had this in my show prep for tonight.
It's just so long.
Yeah, no, I just want to share a specific section of it.
I'm not telling you can't. I was just mentioning that the article's long.
It is certainly long, and it's available at spiegel.de. I know you guys also have it available on the front page of your website. That references a blog that reblogged the article, but the original is available at spiegel.de.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't recommend this strongly enough, this article. It attempts to give both sides of the situation, but when you hear the story of this young man who was a drone operator for several years and what his experience was killing women and children from the sky, while his commander says, "Never to my knowledge has any drone ever killed a man or a woman or a child." It's interesting to hear the guy who did it versus the guy who commands people who do it.
It certainly is. And I'm just going to read a short excerpt, which is the part of the article that impacted me the most personally.
Go for it.
And I'm just going to go ahead and start here. With 7 seconds left to go, there was no one to be seen on the ground. Bryant could still have diverted the missile at this point. Then it was down to 3 seconds. Bryant felt as if he had to count each individual pixel on the monitor. Suddenly, a child walked around the corner, he says. Second zero was the moment in which Bryant's digital world collided with the real one. Bryant saw a flash on the screen, the explosion. Parts of the buildings collapsed. The child had disappeared. Bryant had a sick feeling in his stomach. Did we just kill a child? He asked the man sitting next to him. Yeah, I guess there was a child, the pilot replied. Was that a kid? They wrote on a chat window on the monitor. Then someone they didn't know answered. Someone sitting in a military command center somewhere in the world who had observed their attack. No, that was a dog, the person wrote. They reviewed the scene on video. A dog that stands on two legs. So, yeah, yeah, that's just the section of the article that was pretty...
You know, it's kind of, it's just so sick and it's so twisted that... You know, the fact that the, you know, the man up above, whoever this guy is, saying that this is a dog, it's almost poetic in a very dark way for him to, that's really how some of
they sees those view, human beings.
Right, they viewed these people as just dogs, and not your pet dog, but as just a
animals.
Dog to be, yeah, animals to be killed.
And, you know, I mean, this is the way that, is the way the story, this is the narrative. The narrative started immediately. And, you know, there's what happened. A kid walked around the corner, and then there's the narrative. No, it was a dog. And this is how we're fed these lines over and over again. This is how the State Department can come out and say there has never been an innocent death with the drones. Come on. You're dropping, hellfire missiles from remote control airplanes, and I'm supposed to believe you haven't made a mistake? At least come out and own it. Go ahead and say, look, there are terrorists in Afghanistan. These terrorists have kids. Sorry, we've got to get the terrorists. Sometimes their kids die. We try to do it when their moms and their kids are away, but look, it's a Middle Eastern country. The ladies don't leave too often.
But it's not easy for liars to tell the truth. These people live their lives lying. Their jobs are all based on lying.
Well, look what happens when you tell the truth. You end up like Bradley Manning and held in captivity.
Yeah.
With
truth is treason in the Empire of Lies.
No human contact for 2 years.
Yeah.
So thank you, Francisco, for sharing that. And I, you know, I haven't read the whole thing.
Well,
myself.
I wanted to hear what Francisco had to say about it.
No, I you know, that was really upsetting to me. But I think that you also discussed the practice that they call double tap, and this was discussed extensively in a paper put together by Stanford called "Living Under Drones," where they talked about how, you know, these hellfire missiles. Go ahead.
We'll talk more about it here in a moment if you'd like. Hang on, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Drones, police in the streets, Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. We give them away. You can go to the bulletin board system to get interactive with other listeners. It's our forum. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com, and like the rest of our website, we give it to you for free.
SACL CAI brings you our phone lines, and they are a company that handles accounts receivable. You can go to freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, banners, that is, for SACL CAI. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, try SACL CAI. One of their principals, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live because he's a big supporter of Liberty. Again, it's SACL CAI.
We're talking about a disturbing story here, but I'll let you know that here on the show tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And we're going to get Francisco back on the line here. He called to bring up an article I actually had in show prep here tonight, but I wasn't quite sure how to handle it because it is a really long piece. I mean, this is,
I think that he probably did a really good job because he pulled out the top few lines and read them, and we've had the opportunity to talk about it.
You can pull out all kinds of lines from this.
Oh, yeah.
Bryant is the person here that we were talking about. Brandon Bryant worked for more than 5 years in a windowless oblong container about the size of a trailer. And he says here that he completed 6,000 flight hours during his time in the Air Force. I saw men, women, and children die during that time, he said. I never thought I would kill that many people. In fact, I thought I couldn't kill anyone at all. Francisco, you were making a point before we had to go away to the break there, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out, so go ahead.
Sure. It's kind of related to the story. It's just about a report that was put together by the Stanford and NYU law schools titled Living Under Drones. Essentially, there was just one practice in that report that I wanted to cover because I know you guys have mentioned it. But It's just despicable to me how the United States military has removed the humanity from killing by making it essentially what seems to be a video game. I understand that the people manning these drones understand that they're impacting lives, but they're not directly there when this occurs. So it's easier for them to handle, I feel.
It can't. Yeah, I mean, it can't feel the same to disconnectedly press a button in a room somewhere versus actually stand in front of a person and have to watch the life drain from their eyes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this this tactic that's called double tap is especially awful to me because the practice is essentially they will, you know, blow apart a building with Hellfire missiles. And in about 5 to 7 minutes, they'll come back around and do the same. And what essentially happens is when this first started occurring, there would be people, doctors, family members that would rush to the aid of the people who were in the building when the Hellfire missile struck. And about 7 minutes later, those people who rushed to the aid of those that were hurt were blown apart themselves. And
right. The idea is that if you would save a terrorist, you must be a terrorist. And these people have wives and children, so, you know, somebody going in to save the kids would be just as easily blown up.
Exactly. And it got to the point where if you read the report, and there's also a video that they had produced, there's people discussing what they feel when they see a building in their town get blown up. And they know that if they go after their friends or family, they are going to die too. So they just have to sit there
horrible.
And wait.
Watch someone that you care about perish because you know that if you go in there, you're likely to get blown up next.
Exactly. Yeah, it's terrible. They're training
that's
these
all
people.
I wanted to bring up, and I appreciate
that,
guys.
Francisco. Thank you for the call tonight. And as you said that somebody had put that up on our website, it's titled, Did We Just Kill a Kid? A Drone Operator's Story. And it's there at freetalklive.com. You might have to scroll down a little bit, but it is absolutely there.
Yeah, it's terrible. They're training these people to you know, think like, oh, if I help, I'll be killed. I mean, it's just so sad.
Move along. There's nothing to see here. And this is a terrorist tactic. When it's employed by Hamas, it's called terrorism. When it's employed by the United States government, it's like waterboarding. When the Japanese did it, it was torture. Right. Now, when we do it, it's enhanced interrogation.
How could it be anything other than terrorism? I mean, you know, they're blowing up these buildings, and then people go in to help, and then they're blown up. It's just, it's despicable.
Well, speaking of waterboarding, I actually have a related story to that, where the CIA has found that, a report has found that the CIA's interrogations, their harsh interrogations, ineffective. We can get to that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. But let's come bring it back around to home, because, yeah, there's a lot going on in the Middle East, and it's terrible. And, of course, you know, it's hard to get people to pay attention to that. So would you pay attention if there were armed troops rolling through your streets at all hours of the day and night? Would that get you to, you know, clue in that something might be amiss?
You'd think.
Well, that's what's about to happen in Paragould, Arkansas, where the mayor and police chief have decided that due to the crime statistics, they're going to need to be bringing police with AR-15 rifles and full-fledged SWAT gear, perhaps even a Bearcat, into the streets in order to supposedly keep the town safe. And in order to bring crime down, residents of Paragould may soon have to endure police officers brandishing semi-automatic assault rifles, this according to RT.com, on the regular. What's more, Stovall says, this is the mayor, is that he intends to have the cops collecting identification from everyone and anyone in an attempt to discourage criminal activity. So they're going to be on the streets in full battle drab with machine guns, and they will be demanding identification. Now, they say they're just going to be asking, or at least the article says they're just going to be asking, but if a man's standing in front of you with a machine gun...
It doesn't feel like he's asking.
And is saying, I'm going to have to ask you to show me your identification. Yeah, I'm going to have to ask to see your ID.
I think you're going
to
show it.
Most people are going to go ahead and do what that man tells them to do, or at least perceives as he's telling them to do. But let's hear more from the mayor here as far as why this is going on and what exactly he has planned. Quote, if you're out walking, we're going to stop you. Ask why you're out walking. Check your ID, said the mayor at last week's meeting. Quote, to ask for your ID, I have to have a reason, he said. Well, I've got statistical reasons, and it's weird that the mayor is speaking this. Is he a police officer? He talks as though he's a police officer, but it doesn't say it's the officer who's this quote is attributed to. To ask you for your ID, I have to have a reason. Well, I've got statistical reasons that say I've got a lot of crime right now, which gives me probable cause to ask what you're doing out. Then when I add that people
are... Anything's probable cause, then. Like, right. Just because there's been an increase of crime, well, there may be a decrease in crime. Or crime may be the same. There's been crime, citizens, so right. I've got probable cause.
Well, whenever they say that crime is on the upswing, well, yeah, if it's not on the downswing, it must be on the upswing, right? It's right. Not going to be consistent.
Although, generally, you know, it depends on what area you look at, right? I mean, some neighborhoods are probably more problematic than others.
Sure.
In the same way that overall, I think violent crime been going down in the United
Overall,
States?
Overall, it has. But if you draw a circle in any section, you can place a circle over some section of some town that has an increased crime rate.
Sure, you can.
Even if that circle is only on a street.
Right, and those criminals could go anywhere, so we better check ID in all the neighborhoods. Well, except for those gated communities. We don't have to mess with those folks. But that'll be the way this is operated, of course. They're going to target the minority and poor neighborhoods, and they're going to leave the upper crust people alone. Not that I support an equal police state for everybody. I'm not saying that. I'm just pointing out that's the way this will be enforced. But he goes on to say
he's already said he's going to target the walkers.
Yes.
You know, and so that to me already says that people who don't have cars are going to be the ones that
more
are targeted.
More likely to be poor, more likely to be homeless.
I think if you're wearing jogging gear, you know, like you look like you've specifically gone out for a jog. Say you've got on that full body aerodynamic suit that shows your package and everything. That you're probably not going to be stopped because, well, that person has a
purpose.
Pretty clear what they're doing out here.
But he's got a twofold reason that he's asking for your ID. It's not just that the crime statistics are up. It's also, he says, that's when I add that people are scared. Then that gives us even more reason to ask why you're here and what you're doing in this area.
This guy's like Boss Hogg, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Unfortunately, I don't think the police will be too much like Roscoe P. Coltrane.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. More about what's happening in Paragould, Arkansas. They're going to kick this off in the new year, ringing the new year with armed troops. Oh, I mean the police in the streets. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts certainly welcome. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Okay. Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you may shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon. You click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Whatever it is you're looking for, they probably have it, and odds are good their price will beat the local discount stores. So go check it out. See for yourself. shop.freetalklive.com. It's the same great Amazon experience. You're just entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Once again, start your shopping, whether it's just for you or for gifts for others, over at shop.freetalklive.com. I said I owe somebody an apology, and I want to make sure I stop down here and do that before we continue talking police state and taking your calls. And I totally screwed up today. I posted a phone number to Twitter and Facebook, thinking that we had grabbed the phone number of one of the crank callers, the awful, awful crank callers that have been apparently plaguing the Sunday show for some reason over the last couple weeks.
Well, they've been
all over the show, but they've really been hitting you guys hard, apparently, on Sunday night.
Yeah, it didn't bother me, but, I mean, I know it really bothers you.
Well, it bothers me if we have to eat up airtime in order just to dump somebody saying the F-bomb. I don't care about, you know, if you want to crank the show, that's fine. As we've explained many times, I like a good crank call. What bothers me is wasting people's time with bad crank calls. And if your idea of a crank call is to call in and F you, or something along those lines, something, you know, lowest common denominator like that, which involves some kind of a profanity. Look, I don't care. I guess you had somebody call last night to say something about their John Myers girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah, some 13-year-old kid who hadn't hit puberty yet. And I was John Myers' girlfriend.
Cool, man. Hilarious. I don't mind. Call in. We'll talk to you about that. That's fine. That doesn't bother me. But then you just want to drop the F-bomb at the end of it. You wasted your time because you got dumped off the air. And you wasted everybody's time because they never got to hear what you had to say.
Why don't you cut them out of the podcast if it bothers you so much?
It doesn't bother me that much. it doesn't really bother me that much, except for the fact that I know people's time's being wasted. Podcast listeners could fast forward through it if they wanted to. But I had what I thought was a system in place that was going to minimize this and provide some level of insurance. Let me explain. What we had done and what we've done in the past was when the crank callers start up, and usually they start up and there's multiple calls, we'll then add an extra level of screening. Normally it's pretty light screening to get on Free Talk Live. I don't know if you realize this, but Free Talk Live, you call in, you're asked your name, where you're calling from, like a couple words, what do you want to talk about? You don't have to give us your life story. You don't have
How are you listening?
Oh, yeah, how you're listening as well. That's also information that we like.
You don't actually have to give that information. As a matter of fact, you don't have to give a lot of this information. You don't have to give your name.
Pretty much, no, you don't.
You don't have to say where you're calling from.
You don't have to lie about how you're listening. If you want.
It'd be really nice if you'd tell us what you want to talk about, but in fact, you don't even have... If you don't want to give that one word about what you want to talk about, then, well, you could just give some other word and not talk about that.
Yeah. So... Anyway, the idea is to add an extra step to that, where if the person is possibly a suspect as far as being one of the unwanted profanity-laced callers, then they will be asked their phone number, and then they will be what's called, you know, voice verified. We'll call you back at that point and make sure that you've actually given us the number that you're at, because you're going to answer it, and then we'll put you on hold, and you can talk about whatever you were going to talk about on the air. And that does two things. One, it
dissuades anybody who wishes to remain so anonymous.
Right. The average crank caller probably doesn't want their phone number to be known. So odds are good they're going to hang up at that point. But if they do actually give out their phone number, and then they do actually receive the voice verified call back, and we put them on hold and they get on the air, and then they end up dropping the F-bomb on the air, the idea was we would then have your phone number and we could do with that as we pleased. And... I was given a number last night.
That didn't work out so well.
It didn't work out at all. I was given a number last night, and I'm going to take full blame for it. I mean,
yeah, you ought to.
Yeah, because
everybody here said don't do it.
I apparently, you know, misinformed the board operators as to how the system worked. Either way, the system broke down, and a phone number was taken last night that was taken from phone records, not directly from the caller themselves. The caller, in this case, never made it on the air. He called me after I gave out his phone number on Twitter and Facebook today, saying, "Hey, this is one of the
How'd he call you?
One of the crankers last night." He's resourceful. Found my number.
Okay.
It's not hard. Anyway, he called me to let me know that he was in the mountains of California, is why he called multiple times last night. So what happened was, you know, he was trying to make a connection to get on the air about.
His satellite phone wasn't working.
And his phone wasn't working very well in the mountains, and so he had tried to call us multiple times, and so the board op saw that as, you know, a bunch of hang-ups, and he said it came in at the same time as the crankers were calling and hanging up.
Whoops!
And so he didn't, you know, the system was not followed as I had hoped it would be, and I didn't double-check it. I didn't verify any of the information in the first place. I wasn't here last night. I took a phone number that was given to me and ran with it, and I presumed, oops... That the T's have been crossed and the I's have been dotted, and oops. I should have done that myself. And so I owe Lou a big apology, Lou from California. I called him up and, you know, offered to get him on the air here, and because he never did get on last night with his topic.
But he didn't want to talk to you anymore.
No, he was very gracious about it, especially considering the nasty phone calls he apparently received today, as well as nasty texts from folks.
I bet he did.
I tried to call Free Talk Live, and all I got was prank calls back all day long.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's hilarious. It's just if anybody has any wondered about the effectiveness of advertising on Free Talk Live, all you have to do is drop somebody's number on the Facebook page and say it was a pranker.
So, yeah, I guess that's a bright side there, Mark. Part of the system worked. The idea was that had this actually been a real crank caller, he would have gotten all manner.
So what are you
going to
do for Lou?
Back. Well, I said I was sorry. And
no, that's
to,
not
going to
do it. You're going to give Lou something nice.
I offered to put him on the air.
Send him some bumper stickers or some Stateless Sweets. That's a great thing. Go to statelesssweets.com and send Lou a nice present because you screwed up royally.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Lou, you know, said he didn't want anything from me. And
yes, he was gracious.
He was very nice about it.
If I was a crank caller, I would have given the phone number 867-5309.
867, but what's the area code?
It doesn't matter.
555?
Sure. That's Jenny's number.
I can tell you that person receives a lot of crank calls, and the board op would have no idea.
Do you think the phone companies hand that number out, 867-5309?
Yeah, actually, there is a business that I manage a website for, and for a little while they were using that phone number. They got it, and they thought it would be clever to just use that as a business phone number. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, so... You can get that number.
So what did they think about having that number?
They didn't use it for too long. They used it for a couple months, and then it faded away.
I see.
Let's get Annie on the air here. She's in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Annie.
How you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight? Feeling a little contrite.
What's on your mind tonight, Annie?
I'm not a crank caller.
Okay, that's good to know.
I was just wondering if people are thinking about, you know, they're talking about, like, this latest school shooting about mental illness and, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But are they thinking about, and I haven't heard anybody talking about this, probably because big pharmas tell them to keep their mouth shut, but the side effects from antidepressants and drugs like that.
I'm sorry, our representative from Merck said that we weren't allowed to mention SSRIs.
Has it been found out that this shooter was on those medications?
At this point, the link is only in conjecture.
I haven't heard that, okay. But they were talking about how, you know, he had Asperger's and, you know, so he was probably on something. But if you go into any Walgreens and ask the pharmacist for the insert of any of those drugs, they'll give it to you because they just do.
They gotta.
And if you read those, if you read the side effects of those drugs, it's like asking for trouble.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've known some folks on these antidepressants, and there's a variety of them, and they all don't seem very helpful in a lot of ways.
You know, and I think that the majority of people that take these, selective serotonin uptake inhibitors or whatever, I can't remember exactly what it stands for.
Reuptake inhibitors.
That's what it is. Thank you very much. That take these generally don't have problems, but I mean, don't have the suicidal thoughts or acting out. But if you've read these, it's incredible the list of things, you know, projectile poo and blood in your vomit, and I mean just the whole list of things that goes on there, and then they've got suicidal thoughts. It makes you wonder.
Thanks.
If they've tested people in small groups, how many of them had suicidal thoughts? You just don't know.
Indeed. Annie, thank you for sharing that tonight.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You
bringing it up. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is coming up. And still to come, more about stopping people on the streets demanding identification. It could be coming to a small town near you.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.